A large number of mirrors in the desert, concentrating sunlight by focusing it all in one place, can produce a huge quantity of heat. This heat can then be used to heat water to produce steam, which in turn turns a turbine which produces electricity from an entirely renewable resource. And it's not science fiction. According to Dr. Jerry Wolfe from Trek UK, it not only has huge potential, it's already being used.
Well, the first plants were put up in the mid-80s, and they put up some power plants in the Californian desert, and they're still running, and they're producing enough electricity for about 100,000 Californian homes, and they're very reliable, you know, chugging away for all that time. So they're really the leaders in this. The two main sort of areas where there's activity are the southwestern states of America. There's quite a lot of projects either in the pipeline, in planning stage, or being built or up and running. The other area where there's quite a lot of activity is Spain. They've introduced a feed-in tariff which makes it attractive for developers to go into this area. So there's quite a lot going on there. There's three plants under construction in northern Africa. There's plants in Australia, even a couple of pilot plants in China. So things, you know, beginning to happen all over the world.
And is there more that needs to happen, or is it kind of gradually building momentum anyway, and therefore it's going to naturally happen organically almost?
I think it will happen naturally, organically, as you say. But one of the problems is that we don't have a level playing field for different kinds of energy. Believe it or not, fossil fuels around the world are still heavily subsidized in various ways. There was a study done by the New Economics Foundation in 2004 showing that there's huge worldwide subsidies. Now, that obviously makes it more difficult for the renewables to come in. There are hidden subsidies. Nuclear power has several quite large hidden subsidies. There's also the factor that any relatively new technology tends to be expensive in the early stages, and it's well recognised that you get a cost reduction curve. This has happened with wind power. It started off quite pricey and it's plummeted in price as the volumes have expanded. People learn how to make the equipment more efficiently and you get economies of scale. Then there's another thing that's making things difficult is that the traditional sources of power like coal-fired or gas-fired power stations, they're still to a large extent being allowed to use the atmosphere as a free dumping ground for CO2. Now that's getting increasingly unacceptable. But the fact that they're not yet paying a proper price for CO2 emissions, again, is a factor working against the new technologies. It's things like that that need to be straightened out.
And in terms of the cost of producing energy this way, how does it compare to, say, more traditional forms of energy production?
If you look at it in purely conventional accounting terms, it looks expensive. But my view is, because of the kinds of things I mentioned, the figures that one sees for traditional sources of electricity are really, they're artificially low. So basically what I'm saying is that if you did your accounting properly, CSP would already be cheaper than either coal-fired or nuclear electricity. I can say that with some confidence.
Is it possible to use this type of technology on quite a small scale, maybe on your house or maybe in a small community or something like that?
Yes, there's one type of technology which is called the dish engine type of system. And it's basically a parabolic mirror shaped like a dish. And it's mounted in such a way that it can track the sun both in terms of the vertical axis and horizontal axis through the day. And at the focal point of this dish, you can have some mechanism for converting the concentrated light into electricity. Now, in some versions, they use a thing called a Stirling engine. It's quite a clever device that if you simply heat it, it then starts to rotate. And if you then have a dynamo attached to it, you get electricity. Now, those kinds of units, you could have one or two for a village, say, or you could have thousands of them out in the desert. So that kind of technology you can have on a small scale or a big scale. The other type of technology which is quite suitable for use on a small scale is called the Fresnel mirror type of system. And basically it's a collection of quite long, narrow, flat mirrors. They are arranged so that they tilt at different angles. And again, they move to follow the sun during the day. They concentrate the light onto a pipe that has either water or some sort of heat-conducting fluid like some sort of oil. With that sort of technology, it's actually very suitable for putting on a house because it's almost like a roof in itself. So you very naturally put it on top of a building and it would help to cool the building. With that type of technology, there's always some waste heat. So the waste heat can be used to drive air conditioners, so you not only get the shading, but you get the waste heat driving air conditioners, and of course you get the electricity as well, so it's quite a good combination. There's at least three companies specialising in that kind of system for mounting these and things on tops of buildings.
That's Dr. Jerry Wolf.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.